As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Yankees drop one to Cleveland. Clark Schmidt, who is so important to the New York Yankees, who desperately needs someone else in that rotation to pitch well, outside of the ace, Max Fried, he kind of had nothing. The one thing I'll say about it, though, if you watch the game, the inning he gives up the 3-run home run and then the solo home run, the 4 runs he gives up, we really haven't talked about Jason Dominguez's defense. Dominguez hits a ball 445 feet or something for a 2-run shot. He's been pretty good offensively, came through with the big double against Kansas City. He has not hit well right-handed besides that double that won them the game with the bases loaded. But young player, offensively looks good left-handed, and it really hasn't been an issue defensively. All of the fears defensively about Jason Dominguez have kind of subsided because he's making the routine play. But the next thing for him, he is afraid to take chances. The start of that inning is a little looping line drive out to left field that apparently had a 75% catch rate. He is afraid of turning a single into a triple. He is not attacking low sinking line drives. He is afraid to make a mistake. And that ball needs to be caught. And hopefully that would have, you know, that could have changed the inning. But the point is, you know, it's only Clark Schmidt's second start. But the defense from Dominguez has been fine. He hasn't cost them. He hasn't made bad plays. He hasn't dropped balls. He doesn't look like he's lost out there. But the next step for him in his progression, which is why I still understand why the manager and people get mad about it. Like, I'm sorry. Can you shut up? Like, all the people out there on social media and Yankee fans who are complaining about taking Jason Dominguez out of games late for defensive purposes, watch the games. He's not killing them, sure, but he is not a good left fielder yet. That ball needs to be caught in the third inning of this game. It absolutely needs to be caught. And if that's the ninth inning, I want someone out there who can catch it. They've handled him perfectly. Everyone said he couldn't play left field, and here he is and playing it fine for the most part, just not excellent at it and not ready to really, you know, make big time plays. He's just not dropping the easy ones. And all we're screaming about is why the hell you playing him in left field, playing him in center. He's going to suck in left field. He's been fine to the point where now we're screaming that the manager is doing the right thing and taking out Jason Dominguez for late defensive purposes. Like, that's exactly what he should be doing, utilizing the roster. It boggles my mind. Boggles my mind the problems Yankee fans create that don't exist. But right now, the starting pitching is a problem. And it's only Clark Schmidt's second start. I'm going to give him a break. He's coming back from the injury, but they need him to be better. The Yankees have won the last two series, and they won 6 out of 7. It's not the end of the world. They did battle back. Jazz Chisholm with a 2-run home run. I mentioned the Dominguez 2-run home run. They had the tying run at the plate in the ninth. But this starting pitching has been so poor, and now they've got Will Warren, who didn't get out of the first inning his last start, And that's the other thing. It's been forcing the bullpen to throw all of these innings. And we've already seen Williams not be able to pitch two out of the last three, and I know he was bad in the one he did pitch. Weaver hasn't been able to go because he's, you know, in big spots all the time because he's been thrusted into so much work. Like, this starting rotation, not only has it been terrible, but it's been forcing the bullpen to throw so much that you're getting even worse performances from them, even though it was better during the Kansas City series. You're seeing Cruz really step up. You're seeing different guys really step up. Weaver hasn't given up a run yet this year. But the starting pitching is really the one problem. The offense isn't as dynamic as it was the first series, but it's been okay. But the starting pitching is where the Yankees are really struggling right now. Carrasco, you can't count on. Rodon has been better than people, you know, will tell you, but he's scary at any moment. It feels like it can unravel for him still. I think that's more than fair to say, even though I do think he's throwing the ball pretty well. Who knows what you're getting out of Will Warren? And if Clark Schmidt is not going to be that second guy you can rely on, the Yankees have a major problem with the rotation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.